Assist me, some mournful muse, while I a sad story relate. Let all that these lines peruse lament a poor maid's hard fate, who guiltless and innocent fell by the hands of a barbarous dame, as fierce as a fury of hell, her sex's eternal shame. Her husband to Bristol went, his trade to advance at the fair, whilst she was on mischief bent, such mischief she can't repair. For suspicion, or clouding her mind, bred a tempest within her breast. Her soul, like a sea with rough wind, was ruffled and robbed of rest. All jealous she taxed her maid, and falsely did her accuse. With theft she did her upbraid, and shamefully did abuse. While the maid in her own defense, undaunted and boldly he stood, which made the fierce dame commence a tragedy full of blood. She caused her to be fast bound to the post of her husband's bed, where she did her body wound and whipped her almost dead. Thus did she a confession extort of crimes which the maid never knew, tormenting her in such a sort as would make one's heart for to rue. This monster, not satisfied yet, though the blood run from every part, made an iron red hot in a pet, resolving to give her more smart. She burnt her in shoulders and thighs, and several times under her ears. She would not come near her eyes, lest the iron should be quenched with her tears. Her body was blistered and wailed, she was burnt from the head to the heel. Her skin was so parched that it scaled, no pain like to what she did feel. She kept in her chamber 3 days, unwilling the fact should be known, and turned to her master's dispraise if her cruel stripes should be shown. As soon as downstairs she came, her mistress was in the old mood. The merciless savage dame did thirst for her very heart's blood. She caused her two prentices then, neck and heels the poor creature to bind. No tigress within her den e'er showed a more savage mind. She kicked her and spurned her about, and bid the young lad do the same, resolving to act her part out. Thus ended the tragical game. She catched up a hammer in haste, and pierced the maid's brains at a blow, for which of the hemp she must taste, old Tyburn must have her, I trow.